You are listening to episode 306 of the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast with me, Lucia Holly. Welcome to the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast, the show for women like you who have tried restrictive diet after diet and are ready for simple, thoughtful solutions to help you sustainably lose weight for the last time from a place of abundance and peace. If you're looking to end the yo-yo of comfort eating and rigid weight loss protocols and instead step into living your life mindfully on your terms while losing weight in the process, you're in the right place. Hello, hello, party people. Welcome to the show. Listen, I don't have a ton of updates about myself. I'm just chillaxing and I hope you're doing great. I hope you get some periods of chillaxation as well. In thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week, I realized that I haven't necessarily given a shout out to my buddies who are in the messy middle of their progress towards their goals. Like, you're the ones who you have started and you've created success and you aren't at your end point, but you're also not at your starting point. And I realized, I was like, holy cow. Let's have a little chit chat about how to succeed during the middle, because the middle, call it the messy middle, call it what you will, the middle is both unknown territory and also it's territory that can feel a bit untethered, if you will, when it comes to making progress. Like, you're doing the ins and outs of what you need to do to get where you need to go. Like, you know that. You know that if you just keep it on what you've been doing, you will eventually get to where you want to go. But this is a point that I've seen with plenty of clients in the past where I've spoken about this on the show before, where your new habits, like in the beginning, they're kind of shiny, they're kind of new, they're, you know, you're trying to hit your step goal, you're drinking more water, you actually found a way to fall asleep at night that feels kind of good. And like, you're doing the things, but after a certain point, you might notice that all that stuff that you had to pay attention to and work at in the beginning suddenly becomes more routine because you literally have added these habits into your daily and weekly routines. These classic healthy habits, I should add. And this is a point that I've seen historically with clients where they start to wonder, because their brain kind of gets bored. And when our brains get bored, we look for problems in the past and the future. Simple as that. It's really common that you might look to, my new habits have become boring, something's gone wrong, what should I do differently? And this is where I think people can get tripped up and why the middle can feel messy. And so all I want to say today, I want to keep this episode short, is that if your middle is feeling messy, I invite you to remind yourself of non-judgment from a place of curiosity. If it's feeling messy, if you feel like you shouldn't be in the middle, if you feel like the middle shouldn't be going how it's going, if you feel like it shouldn't be boring, if you feel like you shouldn't be judging yourself that it's gotten boring because actually all these habits that you've integrated are pretty darn cool, you're consistently eating your calorie deficit, blah, 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 blah. Just recognize that's a lot of thinking. And there's nothing wrong with thinking. We just tend to think more when we're less in our relaxation mode. Nothing's gone wrong. You're probably pretty safe and you're probably exactly where you need to be. So this is my little love letter to you, that if the middle is feeling messy, it's okay. It doesn't mean anything's gone wrong. It might mean your brain is looking for a distraction because it's doing something new. You're still laying down the foundational habits and now it's just not such a rote focus on getting steps or figuring out if your meals are balanced. It might now just be, oh, my practice is to enact what I had to really focus on before. And now my only practice is to show up and enjoy the dang journey. So that's what I wanted to say to you this week. Thank you for being here. I really do appreciate you so, so much. And I will see you on next week's episode. Bye. Hey, if you love today's show, I'd love for you to take a minute and give a rating with a review. If you too are ready for more women to make life choices from loving mindfulness, that means we need more women listening to this message so they know what's available to them and they can do it too. And if you're ready yourself, come coach with me, where we'll work together and you'll learn how to take this process to the next level in your wellness goals, life desires, and beyond. go to luciahawley.com. That's luciahawley.com to connect.